Do you need to change your environment in order to change your life? Hi, my name is Samer Obiselby. I'm the host of the show Super Awesome You on the Super Awesome Mix Podcast Network. You can find more of this show's content at Super Awesome You on Instagram, Threads, and now TikTok. If you are enjoying the show and you haven't left a 5-star review yet, please take a moment to consider doing so. It highly encourages me to keep going week after week, and it certainly encourages other new listeners to try out the show and hopefully discover their own super awesome selves. This week, I'm diving deep on the environment around us and how it specifically relates to habits and how it can change your life to sometimes change your environment. We are creatures of habit. I've talked a lot about this. You hear it all the time. We generally kind of find a routine and stick to that routine. This sometimes can be viewed as a very negative thing, and there's a lot of probably doubt around having a routine. You might think that you're stuck, you know, in a rut, right? Like rut and routine are very similar in sounding words. But the real beauty, the reason for us being creatures of habit is actually our brains don't want to work on making decisions all day long because it frees us up to have more interesting decisions to make. If you work in any kind of a creative field, and even if it's not traditionally creative, I would argue that most jobs in the world require some level of creativity and some level of critical thinking. By having all of these other like seemingly mundane tasks be pushed into the subconscious, where you're no longer making decisions on what do I wear today? How do I put my shoes on? Where should I put my shoes in the apartment? You know, where do I hang my keys? Like all of these little things. How many times do I brush my teeth a day? All that automatic stuff. It frees our brain up to spend it thinking about other things and to problem solve and to muse on the world and to wonder about politics and debate politics and think about what movie you're going to watch this weekend. All these other like more interesting decisions can then have space to be in your brain because all those other minor decisions that you're making, such as putting your shoes on and picking up your keys and walking out the door, are already taken care of. And don't be confused. Those are absolutely decisions. You're not making them consciously, but your brain is absolutely making them subconsciously. You are choosing to pick up the keys. You're choosing to walk out the door. You're choosing to put your shoes on before you walk out the door. All of those things at some point were not automatic, right? Like you might have had parents that told you, hey, you're going outside, put your shoes on. And then through a lifetime of being trained that way, you just know when you go outside, you put your shoes on. So those are still being decisions being made, but they're not actively being made. They are much more passive and inactive, and again, in kind of the subconscious parts of your brain. So what's really interesting is that whenever you change your environment, you kind of shock the system a little bit. And that's why I think it's so often that you hear people go on vacation and they might have an aha moment, or they might finally start something that they've been talking about starting for a really long time. I've had many experiences like this myself. I will be overeating for a very long time period and kind of like upset with myself that I'm not exercising. I'm kind of gaining weight again. And I'm looking at that scale go up every single day and just feeling like, oh, today I'm going to make different choices. And then end of the day, I did not make many different choices. And I step on the scale again and I see that it went back up and get really frustrated. And then I go on a trip. And on that trip, for whatever reason, I start to exercise. And I don't really know why, but I just feel like, oh my gosh, you know what? I'm in the mood. I'm going to exercise. I'm just going to go for a run today, or I'm going to lift some weights, or I'm going to do a fitness class off of YouTube. And the reason for that is because your brain is used to the environment whenever you're at home, and it has all of these programs that it runs automatically. You wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you walk to the kitchen, you pick up these certain items to eat, then you work for a little bit, and then you go back to the kitchen for a break, you pick up these other items to eat, then you go back to work. It is running on kind of a loop to your advantage, right? Again, this is to your advantage, but the loop is there. So you change the environment, and now you're on vacation, you're out in an island somewhere, you're just visiting family or a friend, you're in a completely different city, and the loop is broken. Your brain is like, wait a minute, this is a completely different environment. Like none of my usual things are here. I'm not used to this. What do I do? And it's not necessarily a moment of panic, but it doesn't have a program for being in this new place. So then you start to make active decisions that used to be passive decisions. So now when you're exiting the hotel room or wherever you're staying, you are wondering like, oh, where did I leave my shoes here? And where are my keys? Let me make sure I have my keys. Like, I definitely don't want to forget those. And oh, you know what? I need a key card for this hotel. Let me grab that. You're making all of these new decisions that you wouldn't normally make when you're at home. And that is just enough, honestly, just enough to where you can introduce a new habit that you want to start to form. So you can use the change in environment to introduce something new. And hopefully you're there long enough, even if it's just a couple of days, sometimes that's all it takes to get you into this new kind of pattern you're introducing. And the trick is that when you go home, you keep at it. So when you go home, you find a way to keep that new pattern because you have already kind of gotten the ball started. And we just talked about activation energy and how it's much harder to start something than it is to maintain it. So now that you've started that because you've lowered the activation energy, the catalyst was you changing your environment, it is hopefully a lot easier for you to continue to work out in the mornings, just like you did when you were on vacation, or for you to continue to read 10 minutes a day, just like you did when you're on vacation, because you've already put in the work to start that. And your brain is already beginning to lay down the tracks of, hey, every single night, right before I go to bed, rather than picking up my iPhone, wasn't it really nice to pick up a book instead? Let me keep doing that. So changing your environment absolutely can change your life. Because I would argue that you can change your life with little decisions like that. I have found that whenever I don't wake up with my phone and I wait even sometimes 10 minutes before I pick up my phone, my day is dramatically better than the days where I wake up and pick up my phone and immediately start scrolling. Even if I'm telling myself, you know what, I'm only going to open these three apps and then I'm going to put my phone away, it doesn't matter. It's like I read this recently, whenever you pick up your phone first thing in the morning, it's as if you are inviting 10,000 people into your bedroom with you to all shout things at you, and then you put your phone away, versus getting out of bed, you know, walking out of the bedroom, brushing your teeth, changing, making coffee. If you do that in silence, you are letting your brain warm up and kind of start the day in a much calmer state. And then you can introduce the 10,000 people that are all going to yell at you through the internet. So if you do find yourself in a bit of a rut, and it is a rut, let's say, because it's impacting your life negatively, then consider changing your environment. And by the way, this doesn't mean that you have to take a vacation. If you can, that's fantastic. But obviously, that's not something that all of us have access to because of work or financial reasons or whatever the case may be. So sometimes changing your environment might mean literally changing your environment. You might try rearranging the cabinets to where the snack cabinet is no longer the snack cabinet, but now it is like the healthy food cabinet, or now it's where your plates are, or something random like that. And you will find that you will habitually kind of open that up and say, you know, I'm here to grab Oreos, but wait, the Oreos aren't there. They've changed positions. And just that little interruption, hopefully, might remind you, like, right, I don't want to eat the Oreos right now. I'm following, like, I'm on a routine, right? I'm on this rut. And this is my opportunity to break it. So you open that cabinet, you see plates instead of food, and you're like, right. I'm supposed to not be snacking mindlessly. You close the cabinet and you walk away. That little trick can be enough to change your environment in order to start to change your life. So consider rearranging things. Consider things like we've talked about before, moving the TV remote, making it harder to grab and turn on the television when you know instead you want to be practicing guitar every night. You could hide the batteries. That was something that someone suggested I really love. I think I've mentioned that before. Hiding the batteries from yourself, having a roommate, a spouse, a kid, a friend, whoever, like put the batteries somewhere in the apartment. You don't know where. So then you've got to go hunting to find them. You've got to put in a lot of work to find the TV remote in order to watch television. You know, that might be just enough effort, right? You're in this case, raising the activation energy to make it really hard to watch TV. And that could be enough of changing your environment in order to change your life. There are a lot of ways to do this in kind of a cheap, free way without you having to go on vacation. I do not have a song of the week this week because honestly, I couldn't find one. I didn't just want to shoehorn a song in. So this week, hopefully you can continue to enjoy the existing songs on the playlist. Whenever I find one that works really well, I will make sure to add it. Best of luck in changing your environment. I hope that this is a helpful tip for you as you think about the habits you want to start and the habits you want to stop and how you can use your own brain's biology in the way that it works for you rather than against you. Until next week, have a super awesome week and I'll talk to you on Tuesday.